On May 1st, 2025, Tokyo Ramen reopened after temporarily closing in July of 2024. On opening day, the line almost led out the door, with many die-hard Tokyo Ramen fans making sure that they showed their support.
Me and my girlfriend like to come here, and the last time we came was a bit before it closed. We were able to get in like one of the last days that they were open.
I've been in Fredericton for about 4 or 5 years now, and I've been coming here really since I moved here.
Located just outside Fredericton's downtown, in the quieter Skyline Acres neighborhood, Tokyo Ramen is a family affair, run by the Kamazukas, who are originally from Japan, but immigrated from Oregon to Fredericton around 7 years ago. Tokyo Ramen sets itself apart from similar restaurants in the city by focusing on traditional handmade food, including their noodles. Here's Fumi Kamazuka, son of head chef Hirofumi Kamazuka, who runs the restaurant's front of house.
We make noodles, broth, and as much thing as possible, all homemade. So we're providing like raw ingredients, like vegetables, but whatever we serve, we'll try our best to make them, because not a lot of restaurants here, especially noodle restaurants, make noodles. We have a big machine that we brought from Japan, and we've used it for over 10 years. And we make it every day without using any like preservatives and whatnots, so that although it doesn't last very long in the fridge, it tastes better. It tastes very, I guess, heartwarming, because if you taste a noodle that tastes like instant noodle, you don't get that feelings.
Fumi explained the difference between mass production instant noodles and Tokyo Ramen's handmade noodles.
Because it's usually made in the mass production, the quality of the oils and the ingredients are not gonna be as good as the one we use, because everything that we make here for the noodles, it is prepared every day. First few days that we opened recently, we had to stay up till midnight. It was quite tiring, but we're very thankful that a lot of people waited. So, but that's the basic difference. It's that we don't put any preservatives. It's just only the flours, waters, and all that.
The Kamazuka's attention to detail was not without consequence, as the restaurant shut down in July due to head chef Hirofumi's health complications.
My father, he was a head chef. He has a diabetes, and his conditions get very bad. Actually, prior to July, that closure, we actually closed for a little while in April beforehand, a few months beforehand, just because our grandparent had a difficult situation, so we quickly went to visit them. And while there, we also checked in with the hospital, see if everything is okay. And apparently my father was on the verge of death because his kidney wasn't properly functioning. He had a strong loss of appetite. He worked 13 hours a day, and yet he doesn't eat anything, and we were too concerned about it. So the doctor said, if he's not taking the dialysis treatment today, you're not going to see him tomorrow.
Hirofumi's health had declined so severely that he was not eligible for a kidney transplant, and has instead spent the past year resting and receiving dialysis treatments. Although, as of the reopening, he's back in the kitchen.
My father, although he's getting better, we're not going to make him work 13 hours a day. So we don't want just randomly hire people. We had to make sure that, again, the food quality is consistent. So we have to be very selective on the people who works here, who's not going to be working here.
Fumi explained how that intensive work environment leads to strong bonds between past and current employees.
We make sure not just the customers, but also the staff member that we work together are treated well. Some people in our restaurant just came back from a long-term closure. They're not employee, but they used to. They just start washing dishes. They're like, stop doing that. But they're like, oh, it's okay. I got some time. And those things, really happy to see that the staff member that working together is just a pleasure to just work with the people who's kind and genuine.
Fumi emphasized that an inviting and homey atmosphere is key to his family's vision for the restaurant, a sentiment echoed by customers.
The lighting, the coziness, everyone's really friendly. You walk in, everyone says hi, you leave, everyone says bye. I don't know, it's humbling, it's warming.
Finally, Fumi explained that he and his family were concerned about reopening after such a long hiatus.
Our hope was pretty low in the beginning. because we thought when we're in Japan, when we go back into Canada and to Fredericton to reopen the restaurant, I'm sure there's going to be no one to visit us because a restaurant doesn't close this long for this urgently. But as when we got a lot of welcomes from the comments on Facebook, we got about the 50,000 view within a few days. We got our strength back and we're very happy that we chose this place to work.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.